Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ausmade, it's Matty Garwood. And coming out with one of the first full moons, we have got some absolute brand new stuff from Wolves Council. It's got a little 5-track EP, and this is one of the first singles from it, WWKD. We're going to catch up with them now. Callan, thanks for spending some time here on Ausmade, mate.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for having us.
No worries at all. Thanks for being a part of it. First off, how did the name come about with Wolves Council?
It was actually my middle name, named after my grandfather, Raoul. It's actually a meaning that comes from my middle name. It's just a great way of sort of, you know, initially branding it as Raoul, but then kind of taking that and going further and sort of tying into the idea of, yeah, wolves sitting around the council having a chat under the moon.
Also, mate, particularly with that moon, you've continued that lunar, that kind of feel with as well by bringing it out with a big full moon yourselves.
Yeah, that's correct, man. We're just trying to sort of, you know, stay in sync with the oceans and the tides and see what we can do to honour that, and hopefully that can honour us back.
Now, how did it all come about? How did you put this fiver together, mate?
I've been playing music since I was a kid. Sort of started with classical piano and, yeah, just went through sort of as a singer-songwriter type fella. And I think over the years, I've just sort of played around in a few different projects, and I just sort of got to the point that I've got, you know, so many songs. So I thought, oh, well, I'll just sort of, you know, try and find a home for them. A good mate of mine, we sort of went back and forwards with the idea and were able to sort of, you know, get some concepts and themes. And I think once we got the songs recorded, everything else just kind of fell in place.
Yeah, and you've got some pretty incredible musicians featured on it right throughout the production as well as playing on it.
Yeah, and I've been very fortunate with the people I've been able to work with, and thankfully we've all been able to sort of get on board a shared vision, and I think we take the music seriously but not ourselves.
So, yeah, sure.
Yeah, which is a great way to get stuff done.
And so how did you come about in particular to work with Tony on this one from Butterfingers?
Actually, that's has to go out to a mate of mine, Matty Niebuhr, who runs Riffs and Licks, and he actually was able to put the word out with Tony and Dominic there at Lush. He kind of really vibed what I was doing, so it was really thanks to his shout out. Yeah, the rest is history, I guess.
Yeah, we need to know the history behind this as well. Who is this Kurt character and what would he do?
Well, that's the question of the day, isn't it? I suppose, you know, Kurt lives in all of us. You know, and I think there's a part of us when it comes to certain situations in life. You know, you've just got to ask yourself, what would Kurt do? And I can't say I have the answer, but I'm definitely posing the question.
Well, that's what music is. It's very interpretive. Anyway, people can hear one song and think something completely different to how it was written or to how someone else listens to it anyway.
Hey, 100%. I wouldn't want to rob someone the gift of their own interpretation.
Do you have a go-to, Kurt? My first instinct is Kurt Angle from the WWE. What about you?
I'm going to have to be a fanboy and go with my boy Kurt Cobain.
Yep, sure.
But in saying that, you know, it could be any Kurt you want. There's no rules on that.
And what else have we got coming up for yourself, Callan, with Wolves Council?
The next release after this shall be a song called The Fifth. And after that, there'll be three more songs, all of sort of varying styles and a few different influences in there, from folk to, I think, just moody, rocky, a few parts that get a bit more emotionally intense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think after we've done those releases, it's just a matter of just, you know, chipping away and getting back in the studio when I can and,
awesome.
You know, just staying on it, staying involved, staying a part of the creative process and enjoying it, making the most of it and sharing it.
And with that creative process, Callan, how patient did you have to be waiting on that first full moon coming out for this year, which with it falling on Friday the 29th?
Well, look, I've been going on about patience for a lot of years, so I think I've had to really put my money where my mouth is. It's been a constant humbling experience. I think just being in a position where you can give songs a home and feel that closure in yourself is really satisfying. And I think as a musician, that's really the biggest reward of all.
Well, we're going to find out what Kurt would do right now as we play your brand new one, WWKD. Callan, Wolves Council, thanks so much for joining us here on Ausmade, mate. It's been great chatting to you.
Legend, thank you very much, mate. It's been a pleasure. Hey, this is Callan Lumsden from Wolves Council, and you're listening to What Would Kurt Do?